In the day-to-day conduct of your police duties, no matter how or for what reason you're called to investigate a situation in a residence, use your eyes to detect evidence of marijuana, hashish, or narcotic violations.
This is Mark from Z, Radio Like You Want.
This is Donnie from Z.
Chris from Z, you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Oh, calm down, everybody. Hello, how are you? You, and you. Radio Like You Want, back in action. My name is Mike Routier, and as always,
has returned in the morning.
With me, Mr. Rock Legend, the Mallard himself.
God damn.
Flag the Ripper, god damn it. How are you, my friend?
How you feeling, Mike? You look fabulous, and we have
I look better than I did last week, don't I?
We have such a fucked up show this week. I'm almost ashamed to play it for kids. This one, we talked to Zeke, and you know, I love Zeke's music. I always have. They're brilliant. We played a bunch of it, but I told them, fuck the music.
Yeah.
Let's talk drugs. That's all
we
care
about.
That's
what they know. Talk about what you know.
And so,
you recorded this while you were just recently on tour. You and Zeke played a couple of gigs, and you were just chatting up backstage. You got him to open up and must have been in a moment of weakness for them.
It was brilliant. It was one of the coolest
Charlie Rose type of moment here with Zeke.
I felt like Charlie Rose. They were behind my big desk, and I had a little soft southern accent.
They opened right up. Now, were you peeling an onion like so many journalists
do?
I could hear
them,
the tears falling as they admitted the depths of the pain that they put themselves and their friends through.
It is sick, and they only scratched the surface. I knew those guys back in the day, and it was a twisted circus, believe you me, my friend.
Oh, I bet.
Speaking of twisted circuses, a sad, sad event. Jesse Morris, our good friend from San Francisco and a great singer, has died.
Really good talent.
And we are sad and disheartened by that, but we are going to play some of his music, and Jesse is going to live on Radio Like You Want. Of course, we got the regular features, Mike.
Heading all around the globe, we're checking in with the ladies, and we're going in the garage.
As we always do about this time, let's give it up for Zeke on Radio
Like You Want. Ladies and gentlemen, let's rock.
Hello now, ladies and gentlemen. Hello now, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes it has little or no effect on some people. But as the drug becomes more concentrated, it has all of the effects of any of the hallucinogens. In high dosage, it parallels LSD. And already, more purified marijuana, hashish, and the synthesized THC itself are readily available.
I think it becomes obvious after having categorized all these drugs, we've now talked about all these different categories, one thing keeps coming up all the time, and that is the drug-dependent, mind-changing or mind-altering effect of all of these drugs. The unfortunate person who gets started in this finds himself getting into an ever-increasing abyss, where he starts out with the idea, I'll have a kick or a high, and that'll do something for him. Well, it's true. These things do have a kick, or obviously people wouldn't try them. But the trouble is, the person then gets involved in this vicious cycle. The kick becomes something that is not as good as he thought it was. He finds by using his drugs that he has lost his capability to be responsible. He's lost his ability to be a worthwhile, successful student or successful individual. So he starts to seek ways to help him, and the only way he can seek, since he's using the drug now, to avoid the reality of his failures is to take more drugs. And down he spins. And he spins into a situation where he is virtually buried alive in a chemical tomb.
At first, it all seemed like such harmless fun. It was hip to go along with the gang. But where's the gang now? Why aren't they with him when he needs them most? Too late, he realizes that by joining to belong, he's more alone than ever. This is the one trip he must take all alone. Only he himself can experience the unbearable agony of withdrawal. Alternately, he will feel chills and burnings. Violent muscular cramps will rack his tortured body. He will vomit and then retch in uncontrollable convulsions. The agony will reach its peak in 36 to 72 hours, then continue for 2 more weeks.
Like a walking sack of beer.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter. Oh, yes, Globetrotter's going to Bulgaria this week. Mike, tell them all about it.
P-Mote, my friends, the Bulgarian superstars are coming to your ears in just a few scant seconds. This one's sent in by a fan. Think it's much information. Name of the track is 18TA. I don't know shit about
See, we got fans,
else.
Mike. That was from Bulgaria, my friends, P-Mote, with their song 18TA. That's from 2002. Thank you to the listener that sent that in. Hey, folks, you can always send shit in for motherfucking radio like you want. We love you.
Stan Dales before that, Medication off their Dirty Water classic release, and Flamin' Groovies before that, and Zeke, our guests of honor this week before that. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Cheap Trick cover, my friend.
Covering Cheap Trick is a tough thing to do because they're so goddamn good.
Zeke.
But Zeke manages to pull it off.
Turned it up a notch.
I just don't even believe that they pulled off existence after this interview I did with them. Mike, you heard it. It is just demented.
I'm surprised they're still alive. Blind Marky Fletchtone. Good Lord, man. That guy's got story after story after story of this crazy drug shit. And you pulled some good ones out of him.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. They must have been in the mood to gab because we talked dope. It was sick. I like that Standell's track, but I got to give the edge to the Chocolate Watch Band's version. They shared the same...
Oh, they do a version of Medication?
That's right, and they shared the same producer, Ed Cobb, so it must have been somewhere in there. Maybe he wrote that puppy.
Well, our next tune coming up was an old blues tune, I do believe. I have a version of it by Bob Dylan. Here's one that the UK Subs did. This is a live version of Cocaine from Live in New York City, 1982, on this drug episode of Radio.
Like you want.
Got my baby out to say what? Hey, baby, what you do tonight? I got cocaine all around my brain. Hey, baby, I'll just say that. Hey, baby, what she back? Say cocaine all around my brain. Cocaine for her, say it's not for men. That's what said, they kill me, girl, you don't know when. I got cocaine all around my brain. Hey,
Hello, this is John Anderson of Yes. Leave the hard drugs alone, because they're not for our time, they're not for the city, and they're not for the people, and they're not for the young people. It is better to leave them alone. If any of your friends are into heavy things, try and coax them out of it on a warm, friendly level. Don't join in.
Hey, this is Eddie Spaghetti from the greatest rock and roll band in the world. And whenever I've got the internet up and running, I've got my coke and my whores all squared away. I like to tune in to Radio Like You Want.
Eddie, we're playing acoustic out here. What song should we do next? Eddie makes the call.
Something by the Coasters.
Drugstore.
Drugstore. Okay, fair enough. This one goes out to Edward Spagedward. Going down to the drugstore. Going down to the drugstore. Going down, 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 and I'm gonna have me some fun. Going down to the drugstore. Gonna buy a bottle of Romalol. Going down, 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 and I'm gonna have me some fun. I killed my mother and my dad did not approve. How come they always try to tell me what to do? Yeah. That's the Misfits part right there. Well, I'm going on my world tour. Went down to the drugstore. Going down, 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 and I'm gonna have me some fun. I need a little more. Just a little more. Take it down to the drugstore. Gonna have me some fun. Gonna have me some fun. I'm gonna have me some.
The dwarves.
And dwarves too. And dwarves the third. Gonna have me some fun. I like girl on the computer is my favorite. I like girl on the computer.
She's very enthusiastic.
Yeah, she seems really stoked to be
everybody
here.
In the cafe, let's give it up for Eddie motherfucking Spaghetti. Come on, let's hear one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The turned-on people, who seem to set many of today's lifestyles, are not the only ones smoking grass, popping bennies, shooting speed, or dropping acid. If they were, the problem would be somewhat less tragic.
I want the drugs. I want the drugs. I want the drugs that'll do me right. I want the drugs that'll be up all night. I want the drugs that'll put me down. After the party and we're made of the town. I want the drugs. I want the drugs. Yeah, the drugs, that's what I said. And in my bloodstream, it's straight to my head. That for my body, but good for my soul. Said it's good to get a little out of control, you know. I want the drugs. I want the drugs. When I wake up on a bathroom floor, man, I know the lies and I know the fold them. Match. I'm a smoking down a hatch. The summer's good, the morning's great, alright. Yeah, yeah, whatever you got. Drugs. I'll take a little or I'll take a lot. Drugs. Hey, when you're gonna give them to me? Drugs. For money, drugs. For free.
Yo, 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 Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. Last week, Mike Routier hit me across the face with the back of his hand and said, bring me some new tunes. Today's new tune is from the Post-Teens. The kids are really into this group. They're kind of a mix between the Ramones and the Dickies with some other Midwestern influences. This track is called Eddie Bauer. It's off their release called ADD Action.
Anymore. I just wish you hadn't changed so much.
All right, the post-teens right there. That's our brand new track, kiddies. That's the one you guys are all raging about out there, sent into us by John Gentile. Thanks so much for that. The post-teens, Eddie Bauer.
I finally
Bauer.
Saw John Gentile.
You saw know?
He's actually, he's a living, breathing human being.
He
I
is.
Saw him.
Yeah.
I thought he was just like a voice on the radio, but it turns out
just
no.
Just out there in the ethos of
there is a real John Gentile.
Music.
And
yeah.
he brought us the post-teens.
He wrote you a good review for your Gilman.
He sure did. Well, he knows what's going on, man. I get a bad review. I get pissed.
Eddie Bauer was the name of that one. The post-teens Addiction EP just came out, of course. Before that, we heard the Super Suckers, I Want the Drugs, on this here drug episode from the Evil Powers of Rock and Roll. And we heard the Dwarves before that. That's Blag Yourself and He Who Could Not Be Named, doing an acoustic version there, live on my old show from Pirate Cat Radio way back in 2009. Eddie Spaghetti, of course, on the line there as well.
Was that the show where Monkey threw a bunch of fireworks
no.
and destroyed everything? That was great.
No, it was the one that we had. It was one that was a good one. You guys came on, both you and He Who, and Eddie Spaghetti called in, and you did this drugstore thing. And then later we had Donnie Paycheck from Zeke called in, and you did Demonica, and Donnie sang along with you on that one. That was pretty hilarious.
Wow, that's like All in the Family. We got to get copies of that.
That's a good one. We should play that whole show on this show. And we started things off with the UK Subs, Cocaine. That was a live version from 1982. Zeke coming up now. They're going to bare their soul, all their drug addicted life coming up.
Zeke on radio.
Like you want.
Hey, he's acting weird. It must be drugs.
Look at drugs. Look at drugs. Look at drugs. Look at loud and power. Go ahead. I do you want to dance. Don't fuck up. Don't go. If I don't want to do. Look at drugs. Look at drugs. Look at drugs.
I've spoken to you before. We talked about music. We talked about your classic records. We talked about the fact that you have been rocking the house literally for 2 decades. But what we haven't talked about is the intense, weird debauchery around Zeke. And that's what I want to discuss today. Dudes, what was it like traveling with Marky when he was the sickest, most demented human being on Earth? Don, tell me.
Pretty fucked up. But great in another way, you know, because like, you know, you're in the van with what you think is like a pretty fucked up junkie, right?
Right.
And just like, he's burning shit, he's passing out everywhere. Well, nodding is what they call it, right? But,
right.
But the thing is
hey,
like...
Mark loves this.
Oh, he hates it. But the thing is like, it, because I would hate it too. When he tells you the bad stories about me, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck.
I love it. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to turn you all against each other here on Radio Like You Want. I want to hear the dementia. So Mark is passing out, he's nodding out, he's falling down, and yet...
And like, he can't do anything but get in and out of the van, but you put a guitar on this guy, and it's like, he all of a sudden, it's like coming out of a slumber. Yeah, he comes out of a slumber, and it's like, God damn, what just happened? And then, but then there's this too, it's like, there's an adventure every fucking day. Like, we're trying to party every night, but then we're up at 6 a.m. going to the fucking methadone clinic. So,
that's what it like, was, an adventure. And so then, wait, so did you guys have to cop for dope in every different town?
We didn't cop dope.
No.
Methadone.
So you hit the clinic.
Yes, yeah, we had to. Not every town.
But don't most junk guys, like, they do enough methadone to get well, and then they do the dope to get high?
Well, usually I had these two plumbers that were on methamphetamines, and they used to go to the Harborview Hospital, and they would steal bags of what was it, morphine? Liquid morphine?
We had a drip of liquid morphine.
They would sell me drips of liquid morphine. I would bring that on the road with us. I'd try to get enough dope, and then bring the liquid morphine, and then the methadone clinics would send me out with a stack of envelopes about, a foot high of envelopes, and I'd have to go to a different methadone clinic in every city. So we'd party all night, you know. I didn't really like to party. I like to just like go to the van and hang out by myself.
Not.
But
he liked to not. That was his party.
Right. Smoke cigarettes, you know.
Burn
read.
Shit.
Reed.
Put holes in his teeth.
Okay. Now, were you guys going at the exact same time? Were you both needed methadone, or were you?
No, that kid. He's just a violent, twisted human being.
Okay.
He just beats the shit out of people.
Okay.
He
so goes for around. Donnie, it was violence more than drugs.
Well, it was drugs, but not heroin.
Just okay. Cool. Violence exacerbated by marijuana use, I want to say.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a bird.
Only in Zeke, ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, my God, yeah. It's the opposite effect on Donnie.
Methadone, you know what I mean?
Right.
Added on top of
every time right. Donnie's done cocaine, I think he pretty much had a heart attack. We'd have to take him to the hospital.
I went to the hospital, yeah.
I remember once Donnie Donnie did some coke, and we couldn't stand hanging out with the fucking voodoo blow skulls. We're like, oh my God.
Were they talking in Spanish?
I don't even know what they were doing.
They were just so like, no, the type of beer.
Right. Anyway,
we're
so.
Like,
Donnie comes into the trailer. We're hanging out in the trailer, and Donnie comes out, and he's like, what the fuck is the problem here? And then he's like, ugh. And then he falls down. He's going into convulsions and shit. And Mark Pierce is like, oh my God, he's got a black heart. He's dying. And then Jason Paul's like, oh my God, we gotta take this. You know, our road manager is like, we gotta take him to the hospital. So they fight Donnie. Donnie's kind of like in a blackout. They get him to the hospital. I guess Donnie tried to beat up one of the doctors. They had to strap him down. And then when he came back to the trailer, it was like a weird fucking horror movie or something. He opened up the door and you could see the light start to, like, it was like the light was coming in. And then you just saw Donnie's shadow. And he was wearing the fucking hospital gown still, and he was fucking pissed. But yeah, no, Donnie.
IV dripping him.
Well, they left me at the fucking hospital all night. I've been laying in the fucking bed thinking I'm gonna die here.
I was hoping we could get somebody else to play drums with the band
at the hotel.
I was trying to train the sound guy to play drums. I was like, this is my chance to get rid of this guy.
This is how you do it, man. One, two, one, two.
All right, we are talking to Zeke on Radio Like You Want. Stories of death and debauchery from the road. Question is, did you attract those weird kind of skanked out chicks? Were they looking for drugs? Were they looking for sex? What was the deal? Like,
when
you were
out? There was Nightmare. Nightmare was all fun.
Nightmare was out of control.
Okay, what happened to her?
This guy fucking starts going out with this girl who follows him everywhere. We're at practice. This girl shows up. She's got fucking like makeup dripping down her face. Have you seen Mark?
Yoko Jr.
I just walked from Seattle like 10 miles.
She lived in this homeless shelter, or not like a homeless shelter. What do they call it? Like it's state run housing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that is. It's like the YWCA or something. And so I go over there to, you know, like I get drunk and I'd be like, oh, I gotta go hit that, you know. know, and I'd go down to the YWCA and I'd have to fucking scam my way in there. And she would do shit like, I remember one night, you know, we were like doing our deal and she started asking me weird questions and I was like, you know, what the fuck? And I was like, you know what, I gotta use the restroom. They had the you had to use the restroom. You had to go outside of the apartment into the restroom. They had a restroom for all the occupants of the place. One restroom is fucked up. And I would, so I'd go use the, so I went to use the restroom and I came back and she locked me out and I'm naked. And I'm at the fucking YWCA, dude, completely bare ass naked. And I'm banging on her door and these fucking crazy fucking old ladies are opening up their doors and they're screaming and.
What city was this in?
This is Seattle. Seattle. Yeah.
With this fucker, with this broad. So
now this is Donnie calling out Marky.
She says you want to see my tattoo. She pulls down her pants and she's got like a Soundgarden tattoo, and then up above it she's got a Zeke tattoo. So then he's like, I'm like, oh okay. So then he fucks her on the bar, literally on the bar.
Oh, yeah, at
the Lake Union Pub. Lake Union fucks Pub, yeah. Her on the bar. I mean, I get all these stories. I wasn't even there. Yeah. Oh god.
Being so
there.
Still able to perform on dope, Marky. Yeah, you're a hero.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Oh no, dude. Perform on any drug. I remember I played Gilman Street with Mock Turtle on LSD. No problem, man. The worst part about drugs, dude, is when Donnie would try to beat me up every time I, you know, I needed him to give me a ride to the methadone clinic because I can't drive. Right?
You never learned to drive.
Well, no,
that's
I'm not
good
drive,
for
bro.
Society.
Right now, I'm.
But he couldn't
okay.
see back then.
But you couldn't do it, right?
Yeah,
okay.
You couldn't even see, man. I've got my shit
together. So Donnie
now.
Would get so angry at you for having to take him that he would lash
yeah,
out?
Yeah, he'd kind of be so like we'd have to, I'd have to fist fight him in the morning to get to the fucking methadone clinic, you know? It's fucking horrible.
That's a friend. I mean, you two guys still are sitting here together. I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it took
I used to see those guys.
He'd see me come and go the other direction. It's like, oh fuck, practice? No.
Every time I see Donnie, after I haven't seen him for a long time, it's like, you know when you see a black widow spider, you know, in like the corner of like a house, right. Or like, you know, underneath of like a fucking plywood or something.
Right.
It's kind of like that.
Dude, I used to drive down the street and this guy would be walking with a St. Ives in one hand and a fucking half leather jacket hanging off of him with a fucking swastika on the back, and people were driving by hugging, asshole! I'm not even kidding you. And I go, Mark,
Donnie be like, get in the car, man. Get in the car. This is fucked up, man. Donnie was always saving me for myself.
Saving you from yourself. Well,
fucking Black Widow spider pulls up, get in the car.
Who were those other guys from that one band? I always saw them at the methadone clinics.
Dickies?
Yeah, the Dickies were. I always saw those guys at the methadone clinics.
I don't think it works, but Zeke, classic rock and roll band on radio, Like You Want. We'll be right back.
Let's have a quick rundown. Who are all the bands that were on Dope? I remember Cat Bud was always on Dope. The Seattle band Super Suckers, they had dope guys.
Dope, right?
Yeah, there's dope guys in there. What about the chicks on Dope? The Dickless, they had some of them were on Dope.
Kelly. The Fumes. Kelly.
The Derelicts, of course, came from Denver. You know, folks, people don't understand. Drugs are what music runs on. So even though,
but then it kills you.
Not always.
Even though Zeke is now clean and sober, we are looking at the Keith Richards of rock and roll. We are absolutely that. That is Mark, gentlemen. My hats are off to you. I love you so much. I always have a great band and a truly demented group of people. Zeke on Radio Like You Want.
Chinatown. Blag, what a great interview you just did right there with Zeke. Man, that was pretty cool.
It was great to watch them. They are just kicking ass these days. And, you know, Zeke's always been a great band, but sometimes the drugs would pull him down and you just didn't know what kind of a show you're going to get.
Right.
I'm telling you, those guys are fucking kicking ass and taking names. Zeke, if you haven't seen them in a while, you haven't seen them. Go check it out.
I have seen them in a while, and they are much better now that they're all clean and sober. They just fucking rip.
Isn't that
ass.
Sad? Don't you wish you could just do Dope? How come
liked them when they were on Dope, too. I thought they were fantastic then, but you're right. It, toward the end of the Dope years, it got a little dicey.
That's the thing. You know, if you could just do it forever and not have a problem, I want to come back in another life as a dope fiend that does everything right, you know? Has a nice family, 2.4 children, a car in the driveway.
And a needle in your arm. Let's see what we heard there. Chinatown.
And a mallard in my pocket. Dude, we can't bury the mallard, Mike. This is important. We are going to get our own radio show. I swear to God, a morning show.
We'll do a
with
whole mallard
the mallard
show.
The morning mallard, and you're the rooster. See, the rooster and the mallard, man. It works.
Let's talk about this off air. How about that?
Okay.
Let's. The tracks we heard there from Zeke were Chinatown, Delauded, Chiva, Knievel.
My personal favorite.
Mine too. That one's about blind Marky. And we start off with Let's Get Drugs. Great interview there, Blag. You really got on the inside of them. You know, in fact, I think I'm going to transcribe that into a book. And
some kind of a PhD thesis or something, Mike?
I think it goes deeper because I had some deep thoughts about... Holy
Lord,
shit!
The wolves are at the door,
good
Mike.
God.
And this week...
The piss out of me.
It came from the garage. Ooh. Brings us back to 1966. You pulled the classic drug number out, my friend.
This is for the drug episode. We're going Mr. Pharmacist the other half on Radio Like You Want.
It's just like you want, bitch.
Mr. Pharmacist! Mr. Pharmacist, Mr.
years ago, African Americans were brought to this continent in chains. Stripped of their dignity, torn from their families, they never surrendered till they were free. Don't dishonor them by becoming a slave to heroin, cocaine, and crack. Make no mistake, drug abuse is the new slavery.
Went to see my manager, hey, Uli handles this thing. Billy pulled his wallet full of $100 bills. Took me for a joyride, talking by the stereo. Driving in the left lane, I'm thinking about my burial. We pulled into the liquor store and he was underage. And all it said to me was, put your money away. Just the ones he on to join the enterprise. I'll meet him at the motel to talk it all over. Sister's got a baby now and Billy hardly knows her. Well, I'm a friendly kind of guy and I had to have him over. I gave him a drink. What do you think? His hands are shaking. His boots start quaking.
Master from his little-known album New Values, 1979.
I love that album. That's one of my favorites.
It is a class. Doesn't that have 5 foot two on it? And
five foot one,
of course. And the best one, On Board, right?
Wasn't that the classic? Yeah, On Board's on there, the single. And it was partially produced by James Williamson. That's where they had their famous falling out in the studio, and only recently reunited. Actually,
you know? Is that right? They had a big falling out in the studio.
That's how the story goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That. And so Iggy went on to make some pretty classic songs, do some great shows. And of course, James.
Now he went on to become a executive at Sony in Silicon Valley and made tons of money. Recently retired, just as Ron Ashton passed on and rejoined the Stooges.
So there you go. It's
history
all
just
coming together.
Back around.
James Williamson there on the production end. Before
one of my favorites.
Half, yeah. Doing Mr. Pharmacist from 1966. That was our It Came from the Garage sequence.
Wow. That was a scary drug and addled It Came from the Garage play.
I know. It's hard to find great old drug songs unless you go back to the 20s. We could have pulled out like some of those old reefer songs.
Yeah. Well, that Cab Cocaine Calloway song by the UK Subs that we played earlier actually goes back to the early days there.
I have a weird original song by Dick Justice called Cocaine.
Dick
I'm
Justice.
Simply wild about my good cocaine. I should change my name to Dick Justice. That's a great idea, Mike. See, you just keep coming up with
statement.
These.
It sounds like somebody already did that, though.
That's what keeps doing it.
Oh, the ladies! They heard Dick Justice and they came a running.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back.
Oh yeah, time once again for the caring, touching, gentle, caressing side of Radio Lucky One.
Well, you not only went estrogen this week, Mike, you went globetrotting too. Jacqueline Taieb from her 7 heures du matin EP, 1967.
Les 7 heures du matin, faut se réveiller. Oh, je sommeille. Voilà Un peu de musique pour se mettre en train, je sais pas moi, quelque chose comme Talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je trouve plus ma brosse à dents. Quel passé celle-là encore? La bleue est à mon père, la rouge est à ma mère, la jaune est à mon frère. Vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? Tiens, on est lundi aujourd'hui. Ah, pour demain, j'ai un devoir d'anglais. J'aimerais bien avoir Paul McCartney pour m'aider. J'ai envie de mettre un 10 pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Un peu d'eau sur la figure pour me réveiller. Le dodo, c'est terminé. Je suis presque prête et ça va beaucoup mieux. Je mets mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Ah, mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge?
I've kept forgetting to tell you that you shouldn't kiss a girl when you're wearing that gun. Leaves a bruise.
I'll try to remember that.
L'amour est un anneau de feu. Autour de cet anneau de feu. Dans ce feu brûlant, il a suffi d'un regard de tes yeux pour que moi je tombe dans cet anneau de feu. Il me brûle, 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 brûle peu à peu cet anneau de feu.
Yes, L'Anneau de Feu, a classic cover of Ring of Fire by Les Gams.
Hey, speaking of Ring of Fire, we got our own Johnny Cash here in San Fantastic, who recently passed on, Jesse Morris. We got to pay tribute to him, Blag.
We love Jesse. He was a great guy. He was a great singer. He loved punk rock. He loved country, and he could do it all. He had a huge voice, this guy. Very talented.
Bellowing out of the BART stations everywhere, on stage at all our favorite clubs, bouncing at the best of the bars, Jesse Morris will be remembered forever.
We love you, Jesse.
Folks have always put you down, try to slander your name all over town. Not me, I'm gonna die with my boots on. Now folks will stab you in the back, so I turn around, get their knife back. I'm gonna die with my boots on. Now some folks act like they don't care where their actions lead. Hell, they'll bear not me. I'm gonna die with my boots on. Now some folks living for the past. It ain't for me, I can't turn back. No, walk on, I'll find a brighter day. suits on. Now some folks cheat and some folks lie. Didn't work for me. Well, God knows I've tried. Now me, I'm gonna die with my boots on. Now some folks come in.
Standing in a bar station, making money. And the rest of my day, I do absolutely nothing. What am I doing? I'm a bouncer at a bar. Why do I care? It's fun. I get paid to smoke, drink coffee, talk to people. What am I doing? I play in a band called Jesse Morris and the Man Cougars. I'm the best country punk fucking band you're ever gonna see. What am I doing? I'm ending this interview.
Heavy D, the big man, he too has gone on to join the choir Invisible Mike. They're dropping like flies this week. We're bumming for Heavy D.
And Jesse Morris as well. Both of them, fine farewell, folks, and we pay tribute to them. We want to thank Blind Marky Felchtone and Big Donnie Paycheck of Zeke for joining us this week. Fabulous job interviewing them there, Blag.
And the third guy, whose name I once again forgot. I've only known him for 10 years, but I forgot him. We got to give a shout out to the Man Cougars. Jesse's back in band, a great bunch of guys.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse will be missed here in San Francisco. But I'll tell you what, Radio Like You Want, power is on. You can find us on the web, and you can download our shows anytime. RadioLikeYouWant.com. Our phone number, 415-315-9662. Call us up. Request anything you want for any of our features. Globetrotter.
It came from the garage. It came from the garage. And remember to send us those songs just like John Gentile, my friends. You can do it too. Send us a little intro. Send us your songs. Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is the address to send it to.
I'll tell you what. We got friends at Louvre. We got friends at Punk Radio Cast. They play our show. Radio Like You Want comes direct from the slums of San Francisco. We are a real live punk rock extravaganza week after week. Your boy Mike Routhier picks the tracks. Your boy Black Dahlia produces. I'm a master. He is a master. We are masters.
You talk a little bit. Dave Alvin coming up next week. Make sure you join in. Heavy D, take us on out of here. Overweight, my friend. Overweight Romeo, come get a piece of the beat because it's good to go. MC Heavy D. Oh, ladies, I'm fucking big, extra long, but still good looking. You run out of swing on a romance spree. All you gotta do is lean on me because the overweight lovers in the house. Lovers in the house. Lovers in the house. I'm an overweight lover, entertainer of many. Now when I do a party, now I mean I do plenty. Cause I the crowd see the gold berserk and start yelling and screaming. Every day go to work. And when I'm through rocking and chilling at the greedy worldwide.